We're back with composer Dave Flynn this time, in search of some of the things that make Irish trad sound like it does, forms and techniques that Flynn has been using his own instrument, the guitar, to investigate.
One of the main ornaments that causes confusion is in Irish music we call it a roll, and notated it looks like what classical musicians would call a turn. And a turn is a... And sometimes the same symbol is used in Irish collections as well. There's a kind of a on the side S, it looks like. So if a classical musician sees that, on a D note, they will go. Very melodic. You know, that kind of sound. Whereas a fiddle player, a piper, they will do much quicker. It's quite hard to do on the guitar as opposed to the fiddle, but so you kind of hear a it's you're not wanting to hear a clear. You want it's much more rapid. So if you were to play an Irish tune. That's a classical musician's eyes reading it. That's a role as I've adapted it to the guitar.
That's the version that your head just automatically starts nodding.
Yeah, exactly. It's more vigor to it and more definitely more rhythmic.
You mentioned there that this is more difficult on a guitar than a fiddle. And I mean, one of the reasons is the strings on a fiddle are different from your guitar strings.
Well, there's the amount of strings. The guitar has 6 strings, fiddle has 4. It's the use of a bow, you know. These ornaments, when you have a bow, they really flow and the bow kind of continuously articulates the string. If you leave it on, like fiddle players tend to leave the bow on the string all the time, and that's a technical kind of thing for those who aren't string players, but it keeps the music flowing, whereas a lot of classical string technique involves taking the bow on and off, and that gives it less of a flow. The other thing is the tuning, like the kind of standard guitar tuning is A-A-D-G-B-E, whereas the violin is tuned G-D-A-E. So when I'm playing melodic tunes, when I'm soloist playing Irish tunes, I like to tune it a bit like the violin. And this is unusual. I don't know anyone else who does it. But so I've adapted this tuning. Instead of the E, I have a D. Instead of the A, I have an open G, which simulates the low G of the violin. Then instead of the B of the standard tuning, I drop it to an A, which is the A of the violin of the fiddle. So I can do a lot of the same kind of techniques that a fiddle player would use, because they use the open strings of the instrument a lot to get certain sounds and some of those ornaments. That's kind of craning on an A string. And that wouldn't be possible on standard tuning for a guitar. It's a very uncommon tuning known as old Spanish tuning. Now, I've done some research. Nobody seems to know why it's called old Spanish tuning. Maybe it was used in ancient Spanish music, but it's certainly not used, as far as I know, in flamenco or anything like that. But I'm sure Joni Mitchell probably has used it at some point. I haven't encountered anyone else that uses it. I just kind of fumbled upon it because I was learning a lot of tunes on the banjo and the mandolin, which are tuned G-D-A-E for Irish music too. And I was learning the fingerings for them. And then I'd come to the guitar and I tried out the different common tunings like dadgad or drop D, open G. They're tunings that are commonly used in Irish music and standard tuning. And, you know, you have to adjust your fingers all the time and relearn the tune. So I suppose it started out in a place of laziness where I wanted to have the same fingering. But it's practicality, I suppose, more than laziness. And then the benefits I'd kind of discovered as time went on was I learned how to play the fiddle a bit, and I could just transfer some of the same techniques onto the guitar.
The kind of techniques that you're describing to me now, are you inventing ways to write them, to transcribe them? I mean, there is a lot of work in extended technique, which I guess must overlap somewhat with this area.
Yeah, I've been doing, because I work with classical musicians a lot in compositions, I have a string quartet piece called The Cranning that gets played quite a lot. It's getting played again in September by the Pirosmani Quartet touring around Ireland. For the National String Quartet Foundation series. And at the Cranning, I notate various ways of playing Cranning within that. And I've worked quite hard to figure out how best to notate these techniques so that a sight-reading, classically trained musician who's never played Irish music gets something close to the sound. And it certainly helps to have that kind of detail there.
Do you think the fellow we heard at the beginning would have benefited if he saw one of your manuscripts?
Definitely, definitely. Like I've been working at this for over 20 years, and I've worked with lots and lots of musicians, and I've kind of improved my understanding of how to notate it, how to explain it, and certainly with many of the musicians I've worked with, they really find it helpful to have that detail. Mickey Doherty, the great Donegal fiddle player, said if the collectors tried to notate everything we do, the page would be black.
And there'd be less of a sense of people carrying the music, I guess, as well.
Yeah, and you see, that's the important thing. Every good musician who plays traditional Irish music or other kinds of traditions like that, they make the tune their own, so they do their own version of it and they change it every time they play it. So it's almost impossible to notate a Irish tune. What you see in a book is just the skeleton that you put the flesh on the skeleton.
Contempo Quartet there playing the final movement from Dave Flynn's The Cran, and we were talking there to the composer, and he'll be giving a musical lecture on transposing tradition, adapting fiddle, piping and harp music to guitar on Tuesday 21st of July at St John's Church as part of the Joe Mooney Summer School, which runs 20th to the 27th of July in Drumshambo in County Leitrim.